some of the content in the following program, Jailbreak, younger or sensitive listeners may find challenging.
Society's making me think that I asked for it. Can you punch me in the mouth? Can you knock me down and threaten me with a knife? Make me give you oral sex? Can you do that? We asked for it. The brutality of how Aboriginal women are treated in this country and Aboriginal girls is still not addressed.
Murray woman from Queensland and blues musician Marlene Cummins talking about violence against women.
For me now, as being on the receiving end of that violence, it's through the nurturing of women who've been there for me. Other women like Mum Shirl taught me tough love. When I was stoned out of my head, she'd come up and say, "Yeah, Marlene, well, you on that bloody yandy stuff, are you?" But I'm not strong without my sisters.
Quarry woman, I'm a ball of fire. I'm a woman, I'm a love maker. Quarry woman.
The deadly blues musician Marlene Cummins and the title track of her album, Koori Woman Blues. Yama, my name's Paulette Whitten and I'm filling in on Jailbreak while your regular host Kate Pinnock takes a break. We're coming to you inside and out on 2SER 107.3. If you're in New South Wales, we're also coming to you right into your cell on your DVD channel. On Jailbreak today, we'll hear the personal and musical story of blues musician Marlene Cummins. Your regular host, Kate Pinnock, brings you Marlene's story.
Red Fern's blues singer Marlene Cummins. It's her tribute to Aboriginal women.
I know a lot of women in jail. Well, I feel, this is my feeling anyway, that...
Women make up 7% of the jail population. Aboriginal women are in the majority. They're also the fastest growing imprisoned group in the country.
They have so much hurt and pain unaddressed. They have no support as to how they can deal, that they become a living testament of what it's like to be a battered, beaten woman with no help, unheard and powerless. And naturally she reverts to behaviour systematic of that abuse and she ends up in jail. For me as a black woman, at the end of the day, if I'm being abused about it, I have a damn right to stand up for myself. And the true history of what Aboriginal women have copped this country is still yet to be addressed. The brutal, brutal treatment of Aboriginal women. You know, we have to start back there.
Marlene Cummins, raising the banner for Aboriginal women. I've been invited into her home, adorned with music instruments and her life treasures. We sink into her soft sofa to talk about her album, Koori Woman Blues.
It's a huge privilege to have you on the program. How does that feel, producing your first album?
Oh, it's certainly been a journey. I'm at the tender age of 60, and for me as a musician from an Aboriginal perspective, I just see myself in the tradition of my ancestors carrying on the song lines. At the end of the day, she is really the victim of issues that are unaddressed and unsupported and not looked at in the community. The black side one look at it too because they're worrying about, uncle's involved. I don't want to say nothing. Oh, brother, my brother's involved. I'm not going to say nothing. We have to deal with an issue that is not dealt with this in this country. And it's systematic of our sisters being in jail. You know, there's women out there who will keep those men sick. And she is afraid because she'll get smashed. And we think by not dealing with it, it's just, of course, it's hard to know how to deal with it because we don't have a network that would support a woman when it comes to violence and sexual abuse and rape. We all choose to remain silent out of fear of threats.
Aboriginal women of this country. Aboriginal women throughout history, Truganini, Munshu.
Well, my album, I've got songs like Koori Woman. It's a tribute to Aboriginal women and girls too, is that I feel that hasn't been addressed in this country, that they've copped the full brunt of colonisation.
Deadly blues musician Marlene Cummins and the title track of her album Koori Woman Blues. Marlene, talking with your regular Jailbreak host, Kate Pinnock there. We'll have more after this.
Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way. Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way. Treat it, beat it, stand united as a community, because we have no immunity to Hep C. Come together as a community. Let's stop the shame, the blame and stigma on Hep C.
Us Koori people are stopping the shame, so stand up now and take away the blame. Koori brothers and sisters, think before you ink. There's more to bad art than just the ink. Backyard tats may be cheap, but that's not all you're gonna reap.
Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way. Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way.
To all our mob that walk this land, let's band together and take a stand. No more sharing, let's start caring. We have no immunity to Hep C, so prevention is where you wanna be. Treat it, beat it, treat it, beat it, treat it, beat it.
We don't judge, just keep it clean. Go and get yourself a blood screen. Hep C is blood to blood. Don't be no fool and protect yourself. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way. Treat it, beat it, it's the only way to get a blood test straight away. Even if you're positive, you'll be okay. We have services coming your way.
Let's pull together as a proud, strong nation. Forget the Koori way when it comes to Hep C, cause sharing is not caring and it's all about me.
Blood to blood, not family. Blood to blood, Hep C. Blood to blood, don't share with me. Blood to blood, Hep C. Blood to blood, not family. Blood to blood, Hep C. Blood.
If you aren't sure how to clean a fit, check out the picture posters in your jail or the reception diary that shows you what to do, or ask a nurse at the clinic. It's a confidential service. In New South Wales jails, the bleach has been replaced with a yellow liquid called Fincol, and it's used exactly the same way as bleach. It's important to flush all the Fincol out of the fit using cold water. Only ever use cold water to clean injecting equipment, as hot water clots blood.
I'd just like to say to each and every woman, please believe in yourself. You can achieve anything that you want to. If you imagine putting the time and effort and energy into yourself and your children and your life, that you've put into using and to committing crime. Imagine you could be the Prime Minister of Australia. Believe me, I know some days are bleak and some days are hard, and you want to get through each day and get out as soon as you can and get back to your family and or your children. Just stay strong and believe in yourself, because you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. And I would encourage you to bombard the staff to be able to do as many educational courses as you possibly can, because it's so empowering. Education was a vehicle for me to change my life, and you too can do it. And stay strong.
This is Jailbreak. My name's Paulette Whitten. Let's hear more now of the story of blues musician Marlene Cummins, talking with your regular Jailbreak host, Kate Pinnock.
70s, when I first ran away from home, I was at Alice Springs and I seen this black woman. It's still in my mind. When I started to get exposed to violence on women firsthand, this black woman was just running. This is in the town. Running from a bunch of hoons, white fellas, hooligans, throwing bottles and stones at her because she went to a bottle-o to ask for a bottle of beer, and the publican said, "Get that effing black bitch out of here!" And they chased her, and she was quite thin, and she had this long flowing skirt, and it was trailing behind her, and she's running for her life. And they were throwing bottles and stones at her. And I looked at her face, and it was just sheer terror, you know. And for me, I look at that symbol, that image. I've been on the receiving end, like her, you know. I've been violently raped. I've been battered and beaten, pillared a post, being young, homeless Aboriginal girl out there. There's no respect. There's no acknowledgement of the history of the violence perpetrated on Aboriginal women of this country. I'm just as much speaking out to men across the board. Like, I'm not anti-man. They need to open their eyes. Why would you want to beat down on your loved one and your... How could you not feel that it is just totally against principle, if you like, of life? And how does he feel if he does it, you know? Like, does it feel right? I do have a song in regards to that void, which I call, which is, needs to be filled with the spirit, is called Payback. Lord knows by the heavens and the stars, we got to heal this nation's scars. It's not about who to blame. If you're not sorry, you've got your soul to pay. You know, there's a cold wind blowing and it's written on the wind. One gene is going to rise again and reprimand you for your sin. I try to incorporate the wisdom of our ancestors in there. This is the reason why we was able to survive for as long as we did. You know, men were warriors. Warriors don't beat up on women and children. So I've tried to incorporate in the album, yes, the song is Payback.
Don't play your games. If you can't play by the rules, don't mean rules of yours or mine. I'm talking about the law. Lord knows by the heaven and the stars, we've got to heal this nation's scars. Now it's not about who to blame. If you're not sorry, you've got your soul to pay. There's a cold wind a-blowing, and it's written on that wind.
one dinner gonna rise and reprimand you for your sin.
You're listening to Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3. My name's Paulette Whitten. Let's hear more now of the story of blues musician Marlene Cummins talking with your regular Jailbreak host, Kate Pinnock.
When an Aboriginal man is perpetrating violence on our community, they have to be accountable and responsible. But it's very difficult for Aboriginal women to report it because of the police relations with blacks. People are dying, not just the men, women in custody. We're going to report them to a justice system that doesn't represent us. Not only that, we are part of a kinship, a network. If it's your brothers, if it's your uncles or your fathers, we're not like white people. We don't live within an immediate family system. We have an extended family system. We have an extended community, you know. The media, the governments have used issues in regards to human error where our men have failed, but they've conveniently used it against us for a political agenda, as they did with the intervention. As part of our oppression as of a race of people, if a black person misappropriates funds like they did with ATSIC, they don't deal with individuals, they treat with the whole black race. It's that whole missionary mentality. So they pull the plug. That was a much-needed organisation. White people can rip, rot and misappropriate funds every day. You see it on TV, it's everywhere, it's common knowledge. They get a job easy. As part of our oppression as of a race of people, black people have always had to take the initiative to get aware of the racism that exists, health, education, and more importantly, the so-called system of justice. Media play a big part too at keeping blacks down. I grew up in a political household. My father and my mother, they were like that. They were very proud. My father doing it his way, he didn't like us watching cowboy and Indian movies, you know, that demonisation of Native American people. See, I grew up around that. And so when we come to the city and my father's gambling got worse, he left my mother. We were just always still starving a lot. I was a teenager by this time and smart enough and old enough to realise that all our problems were related to gambling, you know. And
sit down at the table, gamble your life away.
Gambling is something that is, if I could say, perhaps a bit enjoyed in the community because it was an opportunity to get away from racism and oppression, and it was also a meeting place. And a lot of people have got yarns and stories about the good old gambling card table, you know, funny stories when police raid and all this and the old people sitting around moaning and groaning about the aches and pains. They're the first one out the door and biff you right back. You try to get past them and just, the issue of gambling goes across the board really, but there's contributing factors as to why a lot of Aboriginal people pick up gambling. I understand where gambling comes from now, but I didn't then, you know. It's, you know, when you're an addict, whether you do gambling, drugs, alcohol, I drifted into it later in life. Mm. Gambling is a symptom of another story. I have been in jail. I haven't been in for an extended length of time. I know it's like to be harassed by police and thrown in jail. And
blues musician Marlene Cummins talking with your regular Jailbreak host, Kate Pinnock.
Hi, I'm Cecilia and you're listening to Jailbreak 2SCR 107.3 FM. Keep listening.
My name's Paulette Whitten. Let's hear more now of the story of blues musician Marlene Cummins.
I was raised in the bush. We lived on a friend's camp at Winton. I was in total isolation because my father was trying to get work as a station hand. I know what it's like to starve. I know what it's like to go to school without any food in your belly.
Yeah, Fiona, there's a little song about where I grew up on the Camping Reserve out west Queensland there.
Yeah, experiencing racism and feeling powerless and feeling that's your lot in life. But they didn't get paid properly. Fortunately, my father was a great musician. He was able to earn some dollars on the side, but then he battled, and he battled with prejudices. He played, you know, there are times he played in an RSL club. He wasn't allowed to mix in. He was told to sit at the back. You know, there's stories like that.
It was in the town of Winton many years ago. It was in the 1950s, the place I had to grow.
The men who've hurt me, I can't undo what they've done to me. To realise where that is coming from them on their part, because of that, their social conditioning, that's not anything that's going to take me down and keep me down, you know. What women keep me going are the ones who are not fortunate enough to survive. Black women that I know of over the years. For me now, as being on the receiving end of that violence, I'm being the mentor, if you like, to women and girls. I'm being the mentor I wanted there for me. I'm being the healer I wanted there for me and didn't have. I'm being the guide, if you like, the loving, just loving auntie who'll sit in and have a cup of tea and a yarn and a laugh with you. I want to be all those things. That's the thing that actually cancels out that brute power that men have tried to invalidate me with. That is the healing. Yeah, that is the healing. And that surely does cancel it all out. And it makes my life so fulfilling plus. Pension Day blues. Yeah, I just made fun of the idea that my man only loves me pension day.
My man only loved me pension day. I got those pension day blues again. My man only loved me pension day. Oh, that sweet talking Corey man knows how to talk my check away. The day before I get my money, he comes up to my doorstep. Right the day before I get my money. Now he's a losing man, a losing man. But I get taken by his.
On Jailbreak Today, the personal and musical story of blues musician Marlene Cummins. Great to have your company.
A warning contains words and themes that younger or more sensitive listeners may find challenging.
You know, it's unfortunate you had suffered the way you have, but you can take that and become powerful human being that you originally started out to be. Woman that you intended to be, because at the end of the day, like I said, it does determine who you are. You shouldn't do silly things like I did. They're real, your feelings are, but I respect it. But I self-harmed, I slashed my wrists, everything with razors, you know, and all my symptoms of abuse that I inherited, my social conditioning, I adopted masculine energy to the point where I wanted to be and talk and act like an abusive man. If somebody heard me, I'd say, well, who the fuck are you, cunt? You won't have a fucking go. Let's get out in the fucking flat and have a go, you cunt. Come on, I'm not fucking scared. That's me. That's not, no. That's symptomatic of what? Unresolved abuse. I became like a man, an abusive man. So I thought it was a me thing, you know. I thought it's just all part of the symptoms of their sickness. It's through the nurturing of women who've been there for me, like Maureen Watson Bales, you know. She's got a beautiful poem, "Don't Bash the Loving Out of Me." She was there for me when I was homeless and aimless on the street. She loved me. She cared for me. She taught me love, you know, and other women, you know. Other women like Mum Sherl taught me tough love. But I'm not strong without my sisters. That's how I get my healing, by sharing my stories. Two sisters in their fight to reclaim their power, their beauty. By sharing, I'm glad that I'm able to do it. Every week there's 10 women in this country dying from domestic violence, you know, out of this epidemic that is a man's issue, that is a man's problem. And I'm actually very tired. The fact that we have been outspoken, we are rallying around, we're doing all this thing in regards to violence on women, and the men aren't doing nothing. And it's their sickness. It is their problem. So men need to be accountable and responsible. I'd like to see sisters inside to be able to identify where their oppression is coming from. Misogyny from black men and white men. The system of genocide upon them as women is so degrading. You know, I hopefully want to educate with my story to stop this epidemic of violence against Aboriginal women.
Murray woman and blues musician Marlene Cummins talking with your regular Jailbreak host, Kate Pinnock.
Yes, it always.
Well, that's it for Jailbreak this week. If you would like a request, a shout out, or would like to tell us what you'd like to hear on Jailbreak, write to us at Jailbreak, care of 2SER, PO Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales 2007. Families on the outside who have internet access can email us jailbreak at 2ser.com. Or check out the Facebook page and search for Jailbreak Radio. Jailbreak is produced at Sydney's 2SER studios on the home of the Gadigal people, a clan group of the Eora Darug Nation. A big didgerigaw, thank you, in the Darug language of Sydney, for your company. Tune in again to Jailbreak, same time, same channel, next week. My name's Paulette Whitten. Until next time, stay strong, stay deadly, and stay beautiful. Now to end the show, here's a fun song by Marlene Cummins called "Santa, Bring Me a Man for Christmas."
That's a true story. I saw this Aboriginal woman. She saw a white man standing up in a Santa Claus suit outside the store trying to promote the store. She was a bit charged up. And he saw her, but he chose not to look at her again because he was embarrassed that she was staring at him, smiling at him. And she sauntered over a bit closer. She got to a point where she stood right in front of him and he didn't know which way to look. And she just swayed back and forth. Santa, bring me a man for Christmas.
It's Christmas time again and songs of joy abound. I don't feel excited, I've been alone too long. Haven't held a man and I'm not feeling strong. I'm not getting any younger, as that sister would agree. The two of us together are the only ones to see. Oh, Santa, bring me a man for Christmas. Santa, bring me a man for Christmas. Yeah.